Well, welcome again to another tip, and today's tip is pasting the contents of one box selection into another. You can see there some of the summary information. As far as the keystrokes go, it's going to be Shift-Alt and one of your arrow keys, or you can do Alt-Left mouse button. We'll look at that later. For the commands, edit line, up or down, extend column, edit char, left or right, extend column. Finally, the versions are kind of interesting here. Every version back to 2005 is applicable here. So this will work with 2005, 2008, and 2010. And finally, the code VSTIP edit 0007. And for those who do not know who I am, my name is Zane Nabulsi. I'm a developer evangelist with Microsoft. You can see my email there, zanenab@microsoft.com, Twitter, and my blog, blogs.msdn.com, Zane Nab. You can find these tips on the blog, not quite as full-featured in the summary information and some of the revisions I've made. It's kind of a V1. V2, though, is in the book, and if you want to show me some real love, you can go out and grab the book, Coding Faster, Getting More Productive with Microsoft Visual Studio. Love to get that book into everybody's hands as quickly as possible. I think it's something everybody should have, because I want an island in the Caribbean. Just kidding. All right, so here we go. Here's the demo. Let's jump right into it. So what we're going to look at now is we said we're going to take the box selection and copy one box selection into another. So how do we do that? Well, it's pretty simple, really. So let's say I've got all these ints. You can see all these ints here. And I want to replace them with all of these in this order, right? So I want a double uint up here. So what do I do? Well, basically what I do is I go ahead and create one box selection and copy it. And so I just do a control C there, do a copy, and then I create another box selection for the destination. And are you ready? Here we go. Paste. And we are done at that point. That's all it takes. So all you have to do, once again, I'll just illustrate that again. Let me just undo here. Whoa, there we go. And kind of overdid that a little bit. So make one box selection, get what you want first, right? And then go to your destination, box it out, and paste, and it will come out in the same order and everything. Again, you might want to clean it up a little bit. There's probably some tabbing I could do here and whatnot. It really depends if you want to do that or not. It's personal preference, but that's essentially how the tip goes. There you go, boys and girls. Enjoy. We'll see you next time.